let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway shares her personal story of how some stray cats brought out a different side of her humanity and personality, literally changing her life in her book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Cats can bring out latent talents in humans, and they do so with remarkable success for Joyce. She shares her learning, adventures, and stories about these little creatures were an important part of her life. Joyce takes readers from the beginning when one stormy night she retrieves a drenched and frightened tiger kitten from a gutter near her home in Ireland. Penny is to lead the parade of these cats, cats with colorful beauty and remarkable individuality, as they are endowed with special gifts, all but one giving her affection. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, formerly of Staten Island, New York, Cork City, Ireland, and Hough's Neck, Massachusetts, now lives in Massachusetts, where she's retired from her position as staffing coordinator at a local healthcare facility. She also has been employed as an executive assistant at a Boston bank, an anthologized poet with a love of travel and cooking for large groups. She shared her interest with her late husband, Dicey, an award-winning singer with the 1950s doo-wop group, The Harptones. Remember so many memorable songs, A Sunday Kind of Love, Why Should I Love You, Life is But a Dream. Currently, she is working with trapping and caring for feral cats, presently has several in her home. It's still her dream to live in New York City again someday. Her book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't, and author Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
This really is such an interesting book and such a lesson to people about cats. They may not be cat people, but they will be after reading The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. And for those people who love cats, they can relate exactly to what you're going through, all of the emotions with all the different personalities with the cats that you've had over the years. Let's talk about the book and the process of writing a book. Was there any part that was the hardest that you had to do to go back and recall all of these episodes and write them? What was the hardest part for you to do for writing?
We lost two of them very tragically, and it tore me apart. So writing about that, I couldn't leave it out. It was very painful reliving those times again.
No, it has to be, and for so many people that have cats, it's difficult. And you never get over it, though, do you? You have all these memories, but there's still a void in your life because that personality, they become family members.
Definitely.
The book, by the way, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't, available at bookworld.org. And the usual places we'll give you that as we go through the program. Started by asking about the toughest, and we all can relate with that, going back and having those memories. How about the most fun to write? What did you enjoy most about writing The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't?
Well, they were the episodes that described the antics of the cats. There were so many of them. One example is we live on the ocean, and when it froze over, which it used to do years ago, you could almost walk to Boston. And I used to walk out on the ice to feed the seagulls. And then three of these cats would follow me until their feet got so wet and then so cold. And then they'd jump up on my back or on my shoulder. And I know I must have looked like some kind of a fool walking out on the ice there with three cats hanging on my shoulders.
You know, and who cares if you look like a fool? You were doing what the cats wanted and enjoying your time with that. I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but we've all gone through that where if somebody sees me now, they're going to think I'm silly. And it's like, you know, I really don't care.
Right, right. There was another one who'd follow me into when I went in swimming, and I had to actually lock him up in the house before I went to the beach because he'd actually go right into the water with me.
These stories and so many more in Joyce's book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, our guest on the program, book available at bookworld.org. So as you're writing the book, there were those times that came back, obviously, that put a smile on your face, weren't there?
Yes. Yes, very definitely. Some of the memories were just so wonderful and so unusual, the things that the cats did. I just had to share them with others.
Like I said, those. For instance, yes, finish that thought.
Ted, the house that we lived in was on a cliff, and he would go up and down all day, and he'd bring back seaweed and make a pile of it in the yard. It was hilarious.
You know, it's amazing what you gave the cats and what they gave you. And that's one of the joys of having animals, isn't it? That it's a two-way street. That affection goes both ways.
It certainly does, yes.
With us on the program is Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway. The book is The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Of all the characters you write about in the book, can you relate to, who do you relate to the most, and why would that be the case?
That would be Spot. He was so attached to me. He was a huge part tiger and part white underneath. And it turned out we were both diabetic. I still am, of course.
Yes.
But the two of us both shared that with what goes through with being a diabetic, having to test and so on. But he knew he was an extremely smart cat. And I would say, it's time for your needle. And he'd get up on the sofa and he'd stretch out and just wait for me to come and give him the needle.
So many stories that, again, we can relate to. And if you're not a cat person, suddenly I think you may look at cats and all animals in a different way, because they do give back. They do understand, in some cases, what's going on. And that relationship between the animal and the human is brought to the forefront in Joyce's book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Fascinating stories, cute stories like that, that will bring a smile to your face. The book is very entertaining, and so many messages underneath that, how we treat animals. And we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation. If you're planning a sequel, can you share a little bit about the plans for that? First of all, are you thinking about doing a sequel? I'm sure you've got so many stories, it would fill more than one book.
That's true. The last chapter of the book contained a fantasy of mine, of all of us returning to New York City. And it was really quite a nice fantasy, I thought. I loved it, but it never happened. So therefore, if it had, there would have definitely been a sequel, but it didn't happen. So there was no sequel.
Well, I would hope that still, I mentioned in the beginning, you would love to get back to New York City. Hopefully that will happen. But you've got the memories there and what it was like, and your interaction with the cats. It's an amazing story, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. How much did the book change? I'm back to the process now. As you sit down and you write these stories, I'm sure there was editing as you went along. How did your book change from the first draft to what we're able to read now?
Actually, there was only one draft. I wrote as I thought about each cat in each episode, and then I put it all together at the end.
That's interesting. You did an excellent job of putting this together. So often authors will go back 5-6 times and put something together. So, and I guess when these memories are so alive, as they were in your case, it's not that difficult to go back and to capture them and put them in the book and share them with others. The book is The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. You'll find it at bookworld.org, the usual places as well. And information on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is more than just telling cute stories and the relationship that you had with all of these cats over all of these years. What perspectives or beliefs have you challenged with this work? Because as we're reading, you bring home a number of messages for all of us.
Well, cats don't have the best reputation. We hear jokes about them, you know, saying, oh, it's just the cat and so on. And some believe that cats, they're just a piece of fur on the floor and possibly good for catching a mice, but otherwise that they're not, they have no personality, or they don't have the ability to be loving companions. But over the years, I've had at least 50 of them for one reason or another and all different circumstances. And I can honestly say that no two were ever alike. They're as loving and devoted as any dog. And also, I wanted to express my love for New York City and the ocean when I wrote this book, which is the background.
Well, and you delivered on that. The book is The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't by Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway. Book available at bookworld.org, other places. And we'll have all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What inspired the idea for the book? I mean, these stories were there. You lived them, vivid memories, obviously. Why did you decide, what was the motivation to, okay, I'm going to write a book with all of these stories in?
Well, I was doing elder care for a while, and I was taking care of an elderly lady who lived very, very wealthy on Beacon Hill in Boston.
Oh, yes.
And her name was Priscilla. The only thing she wanted to do was sit all day in the love seat with her head on my shoulder, and she'd pat me once in a while and expect me to pat her. And this is fine, but it left me with just about nothing to do. And she kept talking about how much she loved cats. So I noticed that there was a bare table next to me on the right. So while Priscilla slept, I wrote.
That's interesting how it all came about. And you took that time where you were doing good as you're caring for her, and you're doing good now because this book is touching so many people and maybe changing, hopefully, the perception of some towards cats. I got to ask you about the title, The Cats Who Loved Me. Okay. And The One mm-hmm. Who Doesn't. Talk about where the title came from.
Yeah. Well, every cat showered me with affection to an extreme, but there was one who came when she was 6 weeks old. A couple had gone with their family to New Hampshire, and they came back, knocked on our door, said, we got a free kitten up in New Hampshire, but the landlord won't let us keep it. So you know what happens if you don't take it. And there was a little girl there, and she was crying. So we reluctantly, we'd had enough, but we agreed to take this cat, this kitten. She was only 6 weeks old, and from the moment she came in the door, she growled at me, and then she attached herself to my husband to the degree that was downright ridiculous. And she didn't even want me to speak to him or to go into the bed. And she wasn't trained this way. This is the way she came. She was a Russian blue. She was a beautiful little cat. But if I was away from home and called home, he'd put her on the phone and he'd say, Lou, say something to your mama. And she'd growl at me right through the phone.
I love the personalities, the different personalities. And here's one that the one who doesn't. In the book by mm-hmm. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. How long did it take to write the book? You mentioned that before, that how this whole started. How long was the process to put this book together?
It took 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was, I only did it when I was there with Priscilla because it was, you know, it took up the time for me. And it was a good, quiet place to write. So I took advantage of that.
And the book is now available. Again, you'll find it at bookworld.org, all of the usual places, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, our guest on the program. If you could meet your characters now, what would you say to them? What would those conversations be like?
Well, I would speak to each and every one of them, and I would say, I love you, and I miss you, and every one of you will be a part of my life forever. There's none I'll forget, or the experience.
And it sounds like in reading the book and hearing you talk, that all of these made in their own little way a permanent mark in who you are, who Joyce is today because of the involvement, the attachment you had with these cats. Looking at the reviews, there's one that really jumps out at me. It says, it takes the reader behind the cat's clever intelligence, its devilish tricks, and its emotional attachment. And that comes, ladies and gentlemen, from the most trusted man in America. That was a Walter Cronkite quote in the book. What was it like to have Walter Cronkite do an endorsement for your book?
It was amazing. It was wonderful. I was very, very happy. And I said to my husband, now, the most trusted man in America knows all of our business.
And we know a little bit more about him now, and he signed his name to it, so I'm not saying something that was a big family secret. He really was attached to cats, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was a cat person, along with a dear friend of mine. They lived in the same building. Her name was Mrs. Annabelle Washburn, and she's spent a lifetime taking care of cats.
The book is The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't by Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway. A couple minutes left on the program. Book available at bookworld.org, all of the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about your situation now. I mentioned that you had several cats. How many cats do you have now? And give us a little bit of their personalities.
I have two now. And one of them, his name is Bill. My husband's name was Dicey, but people, because his real name was William, they used to call him Bill. I didn't like this because nothing against the name Bill, but it just wasn't his personality. So he passed away 4 years ago. But then when this cat came into my life, I said, this is Bill Galloway. It's a yellow and white cat. Very demanding, very lovable, very beautiful. And I also have a feral that my daughter gave me. She had trapped a family of ferals. So the other one, her name is Lonnie, but I call her Pippa because at the time it was when Princess Kate got married, her sister Pippa took up so much attention.
You know, a minute or so left, and I know one of the messages you have in the book, you want people to understand cats are not disposable. We hear so often that there's a litter of cats, they don't want them, they just drop them off. Like we're going to, they'll be fine, we'll drop them off, and we take off. The book really shows that they're like little people that are dropping off, aren't they? I mean, this is not just that easy. They really need to rethink how they do this.
As a matter of fact, that's become a criminal offense in Massachusetts, where someone can get 7 years in jail for dropping off an animal any place, abandoning it. And I think that's wonderful because, as you say, there's no need to ever, ever abandon an animal. There's places that will care for them. And if this message gets to people, that would be something very wonderful.
And another message you talk about here, at least it sort of brought up sort of an under theme you have in the book, The Cats Who Love Me and The One Who Doesn't. So often people think, if I'm going to get an animal, I need to go out and, you know, I've got all these breeders and I'm going to go out and go to a pet store and pay a lot of money for a cat. You've had so much enjoyment, and these are cats that you got what with no cost?
Right, exactly. The only cost is the heartbreak when you lose them. My daughter brought home lots of them from unfortunate circumstances. And there's also, I've had over the years, I've had as many as 5 pregnant cats dumped on me. And I've ended up keeping most of the kittens. But it does get to be an expense and a heartache. And it's something that someone will put on you without thinking twice of it. And I'd like to see that cut down or stopped as much as humanly possible.
Well, I think we'll all take a different look at animals and that relationship, cats in particular, when you read Joyce's book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. 30 seconds left here at the end. What has this been like, publishing this book, getting the feedback that you have over the years from this book, and maybe changing some attitudes? And I'm sure I'll take that maybe out of there, changing attitudes of people out there towards cats. How does that make you feel?
Well, if it really does change their attitude, it makes me feel very good, as if I've contributed in some small way to this happening, to finding homes for more kittens and cats.
Well, it's so important, and you do that so well in the book, The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't, by Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway. The book available at bookworld.org, the usual places. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joyce, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. If you do a sequel, let us know. We'd love to talk about it. Love the stories. Love the relationships you have with all of the cats that you've had over your lifetime. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you. The book is called The Cats Who Loved Me and The One Who Doesn't. Joyce Fitzgerald Galloway, the author. Book available at bookworld.org. The usual places as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.